Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and who you play in the show.
Hi, this is Don Stevenson, and I play Dr. Emmett L. Brown in Back to the Future, the musical, on tour around the country.
Absolutely. One of my all-time favorite movies, I'm sure yours too, and basically just about anyone listening to this, because it is just one of the most universally beloved movies of all time. It's going to be coming to the Kennedy Center and the Opera House there from tomorrow, July 23rd through August 11th. So, hey, thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so before we get to your stage version, your memories of when you encountered the movie, did you watch it growing up as a kid? Do you watch it all the time?
I did, and I watched it when I was a younger man, and I absolutely loved it, and I think everybody loves it. It's one of the, you could argue this is the greatest time travel story ever made, and I think there's a good case to be made for that. And obviously, the performances are iconic. I think the thing that it has that everyone loves, it's got all the special effects and the sci-fi and the time travel, but the main thing that it has is heart. You know, the way that you learn to appreciate and love your parents in a different way. The relationship, the mentorship between Doc and Marty is very heartfelt in the movie. And I think our musical version has that and then takes it even further.
Oh, absolutely. Hands down. And you nailed it. It's the that appreciating, learning to appreciate your family and, you know, your parents. You think they're dorky and you can't deal with them in the 80s in the beginning. And then once you go back to the 50s and realize, oh, they were just kids at one point too. I think it's just a heartwarming movie.
Everybody feels that, right? And, you know, Bob Gale, the co-creator of it, who was with us, been with us every day in rehearsals and on the road with us, he tells the great story of flipping through his father's, I think it was his high school yearbook, and he sees a picture of his dad. And he's like, I wonder what he was like then, which we've all done. Yeah. And so with that kernel of an idea, Bob created this entire journey that we've all gotten to go on all of these years.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. And it was great. And as you said, Bob Gale, he wrote the book for the musical here, but he wrote the screenplay with Robert Zemeckis, who directed the film, obviously, and that launched so many other great movies, you know, from Roger Rabbit to Forrest Gump and the rest. So Back to the Future, man, it's just a classic movie. All right, well, we could go all day about, you know, Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, etc. The whole cast is great, but in terms of the stage version, who is the Michael J. Fox Marty role to your Christopher Lloyd, and how do you make it, you know, your own, because those are iconic roles.
Well, Caden Brosh plays Marty McFly in our musical version, and he and I are having a wonderful time together. And, you know, the part of Doc is so much fun to play because Doc has always maintained his childlike wonder about everything, right? Doc is wide-eyed, and there's an innocence about Doc, even though he's really smart. But everything is an emergency. Everything is on the edge of having a crisis with Doc. And I told Bob when we were in rehearsal, I said, you know, at the end of every line is an exclamation point. And so
Great Scott.
Exactly, the great Scott and all of those things. Doc is always in a crisis and always having an idea. And yeah. So there's only sort of one way to play that, and it's full out with maximum energy and excitement.
That is great. That is great. All right. So Marty and Doc, this is the main characters. But I'd say equally big characters, of course, are the parents, George and Lorraine McFly. Who plays the two of them in your version?
Well, Zan Burby plays Lorraine, and Burke Swanson plays George. And they're wonderful. So funny. And they also make it their own while paying homage to the movie performances. And that's really an interesting thing, and certainly has been for me, is that, you know, you want to thread that needle. How do you make it your own but also acknowledge Christopher Lloyd's magnificent, brilliant performance in the original. So you try to let the audience know that they're in safe hands, but as an actor, you gotta listen and respond and bring yourself to it. And that's been an interesting thing. It's the first time I've ever had to do that, something that was so clearly known in people's heads. How am I going to do that and also keep it alive and not just do an imitation? So
Of
that's
course.
been a challenge, but a fun one and a new one. And it's exciting to see.
Who plays Biff, the antagonist, doing the whole "Hello, McFly"? Who's our Biff?
Even Rogers plays Biff, and he's magnificent. He's so tall. I see him, and it's like looking at some kind of gigantic oak tree. But he's so funny and so wonderful. And Biff also sings in our musical version, and very well, by the way. And they're all there. All of your favorite characters will be there in Back to the Future, the musical, and doing new things and familiar things. And you're gonna love it. The thing about it, the other co-star in the show is the DeLorean, which we have on stage. And if you come see Back to the Future, the musical, you will not believe what you are seeing before your eyes. Your head will expand in ways you never thought possible. And you really will be taken on a ride that's unbelievable.
Well,
If
that's
you are, if you're unfamiliar with the movie, you can come and really enjoy the show. People are sitting there, they don't know what's going to happen, and so they're experiencing it for the first time. They've never seen the movie. And if you have seen the movie, you will be in safe hands with all of us and comfortable seeing things that you will recognize. And but also, I have to say, because we're a musical and we sing and we dance and it's live happening right in front of you, you're going to experience it in a different way from a different angle. You just have to. It's different than sitting, at home watching it on TV or sitting in a movie theater and watching it. Because the actors are live and the car is in front of you, it's going to be brand new and equally exciting.
yeah, I was gonna ask you, how, visually, like you're saying, the movie has so many good special effects with the DeLorean, the flux capacitor fluxing, and they hit 88 miles an hour, and that thing just zips off and disappears with a blaze of fire tire tracks. And so I was just fascinated how that you bring that to stage with sort of the Broadway magic. I also don't want you to spoil it. So I guess what you said will be a teaser enough, right? It's gonna blow our minds how it's brought to life on stage. You got to come
You
to see how they do
really can't believe it. It's
it.
stunning, and you really want to take your hats off to all of the designers and the director and the choreographer. They have done such a magnificent job of putting the crucial things from the movie that everyone expects that knows it onto the stage, and you truly can't believe it. Sometimes I'm still looking at it and I can't believe it.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, we that's sort of the magical visuals in the sci-fi. But I guess before we run, we'd be remiss if we don't talk about the music and the musical numbers, because it is Back to the Future, the musical, and that's what really makes this thing different from the movie version. So let's see. We got lyrics by Glenn Ballard and music by Alan Silvestri. Actually, by the way, I met Alan Silvestri. He came to Wolf Trap in Virginia. He did like one of those NSO concerts for the movie. But anyway, yeah. So talk about sort of the musical numbers, how it's some of the hit songs that were on the movie soundtrack and in performed live in the movie and stuff, and also some new stuff too, right?
Well, I'm sure you remember from being a fan of the movie that Johnny B. Goode is in there, when Marty plays that at the dance.
You're not ready
And
for it yet, but your kids are gonna love it.
exactly. So in many ways, the movie was leaning in the direction of being a musical because there was so much music in it. Obviously, the Huey Lewis songs were huge, and we have all of those plus more. I mean, Glenn Ballard and Alan Silvestri are no slouches when it comes to music. And the great thing about a musical is that when the characters get to the point where the emotions are so high, they have to sing, they have to dance, and that's one of the tenets of a musical. And certainly in Back to the Future, when everything is life and death and played at such a high level, it's easy for these characters to sing, and they do. And the music and the lyrics are fantastic. The guys have really outdone themselves, and they advance the plot in wonderful ways. And again, it makes you see the show and the story and the characters in a new way because Doc is singing and dancing, Marty is singing and dancing, George is singing and dancing, Lorraine is, they all are. It's such great fun. If you can bring anybody, you can bring your grandparents, you can bring your parents, you can bring your kids. And I have to say, I've seen people in the audience. There was a father who came, he was dressed as Doc, and he had his 9-year-old son who was dressed as Marty. And so it just goes to show you that it's for everybody. And I even saw a woman in the audience dressed as Doc. So everybody loves Back to the Future. They identify with the characters, and it's really great fun. Fun for the whole family, and you'll experience the story in a brand new way. Whether you've seen the movie or not, you'll still love it.
I love it. You've given me more than enough to work with. But I, if you don't mind, I'm gonna do two radio pieces. So I'd love a deep dive on two songs. I can do one in one radio piece and one in the other. So I would love to hear how Johnny B. Goode is brought to life on stage with the guitar, and I would also love to hear, you know, do they sing, you know, that's the power of love. You mentioned Huey Lewis, but I would love like a
They
little
do.
deep dive into each of those two songs, how it unfolds on stage.
Well, when they do Johnny B. Goode in the show, just as it is in the movie, Marty is sort of forced to play in Marvin Berry's band because Marvin's hand is hurt, and Marty plays the guitar, and he has to fill in. And of course, that turns into a raucous musical number, with Marty playing the guitar and singing and dancing, and everyone singing and dancing around him.
And it's after
And
Earth Angel, right? The Penguins.
absolutely, after Earth Angel, and then George finally kisses Lorraine, and then there's a big, big, big party, which of course Marty plays his famous guitar solo, which isn't quite out of 1955, and everybody's like, what is that? And as we know, your kids are gonna love it.
I love it. I love it. So it's that whole high school dance, sort of the fish
Absolutely.
under the enchantment under the sea dance. All right. And then the other one, The Power of Love. You mentioned Huey Lewis, but talk about how, you know, in the movie it plays on the soundtrack while he's, you know, riding the skateboard
Right.
on the bumpers of the cars. And, you know, and by the way, my wife and I just blared that out the window driving through town the other day, and it still works. You know, don't need no credit card. It's great. But how does it work in this? It's the actual character singing it because it's a musical, right?
Sure, Marty uses that as part of his audition, you know, early in the show when he's auditioning for the talent show. He sings The Power of Love at the school as part of his audition. And then we know that doesn't go well. And then hijinks ensue after that.
I love it. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, folks, this thing was up for a couple Tonys. So you're going to see the Tony nominated scenic design. You're going to see, well, your role, Roger Bart, you know, the guy who played it before you, was nominated for featured actor in a musical. So I'm excited to see what you do with the role too here at the Kennedy Center. I appreciate it. This was so much fun. If you can't tell, love the movie, one of my all-time favorites. So we can't wait to see the musical version at Kennedy Center. I appreciate you.
I love it too, and I hope you'll come. I think you'll enjoy it, both you and your wife.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.